We're doing the Avat Chesed, and we're up to page Kuf Tzadi Tes, the second section of the 23rd chapter. V'atani debel minyan asiyat ha-mitzvah lishma. Now we'll talk about doing this mitzvah of giving loans for the right intent. In Chazal Amru, the Talmud tells us in numerous places, ha-omer se lazoli tzedakah b'shuish yechiya b'ni. Someone asked this earlier this week. If someone says, I'm giving this coin to charity so that my son will live. He says, I'm doing it so that I merit the world to come. So the Talmud says, that's perfectly fine. So long as he's willing to accept it, that he might not get his wishes, that's okay if he says, I'm doing it for this sake. And the same is true in similar instances. If a person has intent, and even he expresses that intent, I'm doing the mitzvah of charity, and I want to benefit from it. That's okay. So the logic behind it is, because technically, he did what he was told. The second he says, this coin is going to charity, so he did his end of it. So even though he had intent that he will also benefit from this, the mitzvah isn't undone because of that. And it seems obvious to me, says the Chafetz Chaim, that the same is true when it comes to doing kindness. If a person sets aside money for doing acts of kindness, or he lends a coin to his friend, so let's take the identical scenario, only it won't be the mitzvah of tzedakah, it'll be acts of kindness, where he gives something as a loan, or he does chesed with money, and he thinks, I'm doing this mitzvah so that my kids will live, or he does it so that he will be successful in his business, or that he merits the world to come. Nonetheless, he did his mitzvah. And this is an important point. People sometimes think, you got to do a mitzvah completely altruistically. It might be better if you do it that way, but that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with getting benefits out of it. There are many examples to this. Let's say they ask you to come and be a part of a minyan, and they'll pay you for your time. You still did the mitzvah. Just because you were paid doesn't mean you didn't do it. Kivan shebe'emet mechaven asot ha-mitzvah shektuvah b'Torah. So even though he's getting perks, but his point is, his intent is to do the mitzvah that's written in the Torah. Af shehu rotzeh she'yitiv lo Hashem yitbarach gam ken avur zeh bazeh u'baba. Even though he wants to get some benefit out of it, that doesn't change the fact that he was doing a mitzvah. Mitzvah gmurai. So at the end of the day, he did do a complete mitzvah. This doesn't contradict the concept that you have to mean that I'm doing this for the sake of the mitzvah, because you do mean you're doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. You also want to benefit something from it, but there's no other reason you're doing this. Well, there is another reason, but it doesn't contradict. You could have two intents. I'm doing it because God told me, and I also want to benefit from it. It doesn't contradict it. So that's why we say he did a complete mitzvah. Obviously, it is better if he does it only for the sake of the mitzvah. If a guy says, I'm doing this because God told me and for no other reason, because then in a spiritual sense, the holiness of the mitzvah, he's done it in the highest level. So that arouses kindness from above. If one does a mitzvah for completely altruistic, pure reasons, but at the end of the day, that doesn't mean that the other intents aren't good. You could do the other ones, and they're perfectly okay. If you're on the level where you could do it completely for the sake of heavens, that's obviously even better. But it's still kosher, and you see the Gemara calls him a tzaddik, someone who does a mitzvah and wants to benefit from it. He's still considered a tzaddik.